Amash, Pelosi making a serious mistake in not proceeding with impeachment. By Jeff Poor on July 9, 2019. On Tuesday's broadcast of Fox Business Network's Kennedy, Representative Justin Amash, IME, who left the Republican Party earlier this month after declaring his support for President Donald Trump's impeachment, told fill-in host Andrew Napolitano that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was strategically making a serious mistake in her handling of the impeachment issue. Amash said he believed that if Pelosi openly supported impeachment, most in her caucus and the American people would fall in line behind her. Partial transcript as follows. Napolitano, where do you think impeachment is going to go? I mean, you're the only Republican that's called for it. The Democrats are hopelessly divided. Where does this go in the next step? We're less than 2 years from a presidential run. The president is probably going to run for re-election. He says he's going to run. He doesn't have a serious challenge in his own party. Do you think impeachment will take place in the next 16 months? Amash, it doesn't seem like it right now. It's up to Nancy Pelosi. She's the Speaker of the House, as I said, the thing is controlled completely by people at the top. So the Speaker of the House controls whether we move forward. I think she's making a serious mistake. If she came out and said, hey, we have evidence that is impeachable and we want to move forward, so many people would fall in line behind her within her own caucus. And a lot of Americans then would also say, it seems like there's something serious here. Remember, most Americans are not reading it. Napolitano, right. Amash, they expect us to read the Mueller report and they're looking to us to help give them the idea of whether there is impeachable conduct. If the Speaker of the House says, hey, I don't think we're ready to move forward, what kind of message is she sending the American people? She's sending the message that there's nothing there and there is something there. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.